Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. 19th of May 2023 is this podcast update. You'll recall that in the recent week, I think it was 11th of May, I first podcast, and then the 15th of May, I was awaiting advice from the RTA in relation to lease renewals being done now, with a rent increase less than 12 months from the 1st of July. Now, I have subsequently received the advice, and it concurs with what I chose to advise on separately while awaiting for the RTA advice. And I blogged it at realestateexcellence.com.au industry updates on the 15th and 16th of May. We also emailed our industry mailing list, which includes our valued members, on the 17th of May with this update. So the information I gave you in a couple of days ago is correct, and I just want to share with you the RTA response. Now, the response is also in writing at my website, again, realestateexcellence.com.au, at the industry update, and members, I've also put on the member update tab. And the RTA wrote back to me from the 11th of May on now, the 19th of May. The amendments to Section 91 and 93 of the RTRA Act regarding rent increases are retrospective, meaning that they will apply regardless of whether an owner, property manager, agent, and tenant have entered into a renewal containing a new amount or rent increase provision. If a tenancy agreement is signed prior to July 1 but commences after July 1 and contains a rent increase, but it's been less than 12 months since the tenancy started with the rental amount or the rent was increased, then the rent increase will not apply. Will not apply. This is regardless of what date the agreement was signed by the tenant or owner, because it commences after 1 July. And these are the laws that the Deputy Premier put through very quickly on the 18th of April to commence 1 July. Now I'm back to quoting the RTA. We understand that in some situations it may be business practice to have renewal agreements signed early, which is extremely common in our industry. That's me off the cuff there. However, if owners, property managers have renewals of this nature, they will not be compliant. They should enter into a new agreement which corrects the rental amount to the amount payable under the current agreement. This newly signed agreement will replace the existing agreement that they already had in place, but it's not compliant, regardless whether the term is the same or not, providing the start date remains the same. In the unlikely situation where a tenant refuses to negotiate or sign a new tenancy agreement, the owner property manager must not enforce a higher rent amount. The owner property manager should confirm in writing to the tenant that the previous rental amount will apply. Please note, the RTA cannot provide legal advice on individual cases, and owners, property managers, managing agents should seek their own independent legal advice. Unquote the RTA. And of course, I'm a best practice advisor, so I concur with that disclaimer at the end. So, members of Real Estate Excellence, email us if you need any more support, and non-members prefer your preferred advisor or the RTA. So, thank you for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Bye for now.